today.
So this morning,
Lord,
speaking to you on what I titled, the power of sacrifice. The power of sacrifice. Let's look at one strange passage in the scriptures. Very strange passage of the scripture. 2 Kings chapter 3. Second Kings chapter 3. Let's look at verses 26 and 27. Second Kings chapter 3, verses 26 and 27. And when the king of Moab saw that the battle was too sore for him, he took with him 700 men that drew swords to break even unto the king of Edom, but they could not.
That is how we just see our Lord.
Look at what this man did. In verse 27. Then he took his eldest son that should have reigned in his stead. And offered him for a burnt offering upon the wall. And there was great indignation against Israel, and they departed from him and returned to their
own.
Did you see some things in this passage? Very, very strange. A king, the king of Moab, was fighting against some nations, wanted to defeat Israel, wanted to conquer Edom, but he was unable to do it. He now said, what do I do to secure my victory in this battle of life that is up against me? He remembered that the last key that can break any stronghold is the key of sacrifice. So he now thought, what's the sacrifice that I can offer to my gods that will give me victory over my enemies? He now took his eldest son, the eldest son, say, oh yeah, go and sacrifice him to my
idol.
And he took the son in his presence, without looking back, without winking the eye. They took his own son and they sacrificed him. Took the blood, poured it on the altar of that idol. Hey. And what happened? Everything turned around immediately. The enemies that were up against him, they turned back. there is power in sacrifice. You may think that this one is, you know, giving to a foreign
god.
But if you can study the scriptures, you will see that there is power in sacrifice. Whether to God or whether to idols, whether in the midst of men or even in the heavenly places, people that are willing to sacrifice, they always have access to breakthrough. And I want you to try to understand that this thing called sacrifice is a key that can break the backbone of any enemy. Many are down today because they are not smart. No. But they are down because they lack sacrifice. Let me start by defining what is sacrifice. Sacrifice is the act of self-crucifixion. Yes, when you willingly surrender to be crucified, just like Jesus Christ, he did not struggle when he came. Say, here am I. Some people were fighting. Say, no, don't fight. Let them come. Keep me home. Because I am a sacrifice. John, don't forget what John said.
He
said, behold, the Lamb of God that took away the sins of the world. John chapter 1 verse 28. He said, don't forget. That's what John said. I am the living sacrifice. Let them come and kill me. And that's what is called sacrifice. The act of self-crucifixion. The process of laying down what you have for the good of other people. That's a sacrifice. Some people find it difficult to put down a little of what they have for the good of other people. Know the song of the politicians of those days, that we are full, we are full of food. We don't care if anybody is hungry. That's their song in those days. And I think it's almost similar to what is in these days. No trace of sacrifice. Sacrifice is laying down your assets before God. Sacrifice is self-discipline. You want to have something, but you are telling yourself, I will not have it. No, I will not take this thing. You are at an advantage position to take it. Everything is suggesting to you to take it, but you are saying no. Sacrifice is when you can say no in the place where everybody expected you to say yes. Sacrifice is painful giving. Painful giving. You know, there are some money you can give out of convenience. There are some properties you can give out of convenience. But there are some things that when you give it, even yourself, your body will complain. You remember Abraham? At the time that he wanted to give Isaac, his body was telling him that, this thing is too much. He now said, if my body is telling me that it's too much, how about the woman that gave birth to Isaac? and he took the child without the consent of the woman, took that child to a hidden place and wanted to sacrifice that child until an angel of the Lord appeared and said, don't kill that child. It's just a prank on you. Don't know what is inside of you. Now I know that you fear God, and a blessing I will bless you. That is sacrifice. Something that will cost you something. Sacrifice is laying all that you have for the benefit of the future of some people. Sacrifice is the voice of the soul. It's the cry within the heart. Sacrifice is desperation in display. Sacrifice is the demonstration of the deepest love in action. If you can give anything for something, people will know that there is love that is motivating. Sacrifice will make you to donate your own blood for another man to survive. Sacrifice will make you to empty your purse to fill the purse of another person. Sacrifice will make you to give your time, your talent, your treasures. You want to lay it on the altar. Sacrifice is purposeful suffering. Yes, purposeful suffering. Look at our parents. They will purposely suffer to get us education. You will see some mothers, they will be drinking garri with one hand like this, and they will close the other hand as they are sprinkling the garri into their mouth. They are biting something in their left hand, and there's nothing in that hand. Wow. Just to ensure that the daughter has paid her school fees. Just to ensure that the son has paid her school fees. They will go through hunger just to make sure that the future of their children is okay. Sacrifice is the act of redemption, redeeming the destiny of some people. Sacrifice is going through the furnace for the good of others. Somebody that fries garri, now raised up doctors, lawyers, and judges that are now working inside air conditioned offices. But it doesn't come that way. It comes through sacrifice. Many white pap that you see today comes from black box. Sacrifice is going through the lion's den for the benefit of other people. Sacrifice is being imprisoned for others to live in luxury and pleasure. Sacrifice is when you become a candle that provides light for other people. That is sacrifice. Candle. When you see candle, typifies sacrifice. The candle does not provide the light for its own. is providing light for the other people around. So when you as a person, you become a candle to the people around you, that is sacrifice. It's good to sacrifice. It helps. It raises